What's up, lemon heads? Welcome back to another episode of From the Yellow Chair. I'm Emily.
And I'm Crystal.
And this week, we're going to talk about rehashing leads and how we can make the most out of these customers giving us a call the first time.
Yes, you know, I really love this concept because it's not hard. The hardest part is getting people to trust us, right? But what I really wanted to talk about is, hey, we kind of got them. Like, they're so close to really helping us generate some revenue. What can I do to really keep pushing that forward and propelling that forward? So we love the thought of automation, but how do I actually get that set up? What does it mean? It sounds really clunky and scary, but we have a great guest today in the virtual lemonade stand, and we cannot wait to chat. It's time, folks. Let's sip some lemonade.
Let's do it. All right. So joining us today, we have, like Crystal said, a very special guest, Ryan from Chirp. So hello, Ryan.
Hi. How are you?
So we got to meet you in person in Arizona at the Women in HVACR conference and got to just chat a little bit. And we knew we had found a good resource and that you were the one to tell us all about automation and some new and exciting things and stuff. So tell us a little bit about yourself and about Chirp.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you for having me, by the way. Appreciate it. Chirp is my company. I started about 4 years ago. I started it in response to the success I was having using automation in my own business. So it's a different story than you'll see from other software companies. This is my pride and joy. We focused heavily on creating a really good customer experience. So it kind of separates us from some of these kind of Silicon Valley software companies that don't really have connection to the industry. I originally was... I had a local business. It wasn't HVAC. It was a windshield repair and replacement business. And it was going really well for me. And back in 2010 up to 2015. And at that point, I started to sell a training program on how to start your own windshield repair business. And I was using multiple softwares. And I was kind of tying all these things together to create a sales funnel to sell this program. And I was using text messaging heavily as the medium to communicate with leads as they would come through. And my conversion rate was really, really high. I made a lot of money, multiple seven figures on that course. And I started to see that this process, this automation process of following up with leads was killer. And so I started helping some other businesses do it and then decided we needed to create a platform or a software that would allow all of the different tools and all the different tricks that I was using to be in one place. And so that's how Chirp was born. And as we, you know, started to go to market with it, we started to find the industries that it was really working well with, and home services really kind of took off. And as we started to build our integrations, as we started to see that, we started to build integrations, you know, into ServiceTitan, Housecall Pro, Jobber, these other CRMs. And now we have what I think is the most advanced automation platform for the home service business to enhance and enable sales and also repeat business.
So, awesome. Perfect.
That's a short and sweet to the point.
Well, and we have a couple of clients that have been really successful with you. And then we have some clients that I think would be very successful with you.
They need to get with you.
So tell us a little bit. So what exactly, I know that's kind of a buzzword right now, right? Like rehash. It's kind of a thing right now inside especially with the movers and shakers in the HVAC industry. But you know, a lot of times clients are driven to, like, they're all about the new customer acquisition. Yep. So we like to get them, but we're not very good at keeping them and then really getting the most out of them. Yep. And so can you kind of just, like, what does it actually mean to have a rehash program? What's that look like for the HVAC and plumbing industry?
Yeah. So, you know, as you know, there's only so many people in an area. There's only so many people that you can sell HVAC services to. And so there's only so many leads that can possibly come through your funnel. Obviously, it's a lot. I'm not saying that we should have a limited mindset, but there's definitely a finite number of people in your market. And so we want to focus, and we've all heard it 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, the fortune is in the follow-up, right? It's a cliche at this point that everybody's heard that. But nobody's really doing follow-up to the level that it would take to get to maximum conversion. We see guys doing some follow-up. They'll call once or twice. An estimate will go out. and they'll call once or twice, and then that'll be the end of their attempt to try to close that deal. The problem there is people like to be in where the action is, right? Especially sales guys. They want to be where the action is. They want to close deals. They want to be talking to people who are excited and ready to go. And so follow-up is boring and mundane, and it's hard to get a sales guy to do enough follow-up. And really, at the end of the day, if you talk about how many touch points it can take to reach maximum conversion, it's almost impossible to do it, you know, as just a sales guy picking up the phone and calling. Like if you're talking about 12 to 18 touch points, if you get 100 leads in a month, you're telling your sales guy, you got to follow up with these guys at least 12 times. That's pretty heavy.
Well, it's daunting.
Well, they've lost their excitement. And then, like you said, the automation part of it, like you have to remove the human element of a person literally having to pick up their phone to call Billie Jean 18 different times. You know,
I mean, it's just so labor heavy.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So I tell people, I say, quit trying to force your sales guys to do things they don't enjoy doing and don't want to do.
And they're not good at.
And they're not good at, when automation can do it better for them and remove the emotion from it. The emotion is a big part of what we're talking about here, because people go, how many times have you gone, oh, if that guy was interested, he'd call me back. We talked. He's not interested. You know, and you make up an excuse to not follow up with this lead. And with automation, that excuse, there's no emotion. It's going to follow up. It's going to follow up every single time, regardless. And so you're not having to rely on on an emotional person, and you can put the robot to work to do it for you. So this does a couple of things. Number one, it's going to help you close more deals because you're effectively following up with your leads, but it also turns your sales guys into superhumans who are excited and they're focusing more of their efforts on hot leads that are ready to close, and the mundane, boring tasks are being taken care of by the robot. I tell people that, I say, we're not trying to eliminate jobs. We're trying to enhance jobs. We're trying to get the humans to be more effective with their time and not doing things that a simple robot can do for them. So,
right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Awesome. So one of the things we were talking about is, reclaiming this, helping your sales team and things like that. So rehashing can really follow up on everything, right? From service, from repair to replacement, to join the membership club. Like, you can set up all different types of funnels and leads, correct?
That's right. That's the beauty of what we've built. And that's kind of what differentiates us from anybody else is we call them deep targeted campaigns or laser targeted campaigns. You know, you're using a CRM, let's say it's ServiceTitan, and you don't want to blanket follow up the exact same way with every single lead. Every lead in a different part of the journey is going to need different follow up. Mm-hmm. If I have a high ticket replacement job estimate go out, I want a very specific cadence and a very tailored specifically to that kind of job. And so with our integration with ServiceTitan, we can recognize, it's an estimate. It has this job type, this business unit, or this invoice amount, or this tag, or a combination of these various filters that lets me know this is the follow-up campaign that I want to trigger at this point. And then if it's low ticket or something else, we have a different cadence for that, different follow-up for that. But having that deep integration allows us to choose a very specific campaign for, so we kind of say the exact right text at the exact right time to the exact right customer. Mm-hmm. And that's really the magic of what we've created here.
So is the majority of your rehash through texting, or do you also deploy like emails or outbound calling, or does it trigger anything else?
We kind of get lumped into text messaging as being like we're a text message platform, and we're not really, we're an automation platform. Text messaging just happens to be the king of communication right now.
Yes.
So it's what we focus on and what is, really powerful tool within Chirp. But it's definitely not the only thing. So we follow up with text messages, emails, ringless voicemails. Ringless voicemail is where we pre-record a message and then we drop that right into the customer's voicemail inbox so they see a missed call and a voicemail. So you're not having to pick up the phone and call. You just leave them a voicemail and then they'll call, ideally they'll call or text back. And then externally, we can trigger all types of different things. We can trigger Slack notifications. We can trigger direct mail. We can trigger, if the invoice is $10,000 or more, please send a gift basket with our logo on it and Chirp will send it. You don't even have to say please, actually. It'll send it for you either way. But
cool.
The there's so many different things. We have guys that, you know, at job complete, send 50 postcards to the neighbors surrounding them. We have integrations with direct mail companies that will pull data and send. So there's really no limitation. Basically, with all of these triggers within ServiceTitan, you just tell Chirp what to do, and it does mm-hmm. all these different things.
Awesome.
So probably like the most daunting part of this, you know, I'm thinking of like how the contract is just getting it all set up, you know, how to pick the right specifications, when this happens, then do this, things like that. So is that like the big part that you guys help out with the most, or is it just kind of best practices that you tell the contractor, here's what you should do here, go do it? Or are you guys setting it up for them, coaching them through?
Yeah.
Hey, have you thought about doing it this? Have you thought about this?
So we recognize this early on that this isn't, you know, something you just jump into. Mm-hmm. The way we built Chirp is so that all of the campaigns can be duplicated into your account. So we have all these pre-built campaigns for all the different stages of the customer journey: speed to lead, lead follow-up, estimate follow-up, membership booster campaigns, conversational appointment reminder campaigns, review campaigns, referral campaigns, annual nurture campaigns, everything you can think of. We have them pre-built, and we can dump them right into your account the moment you sign up. And then from there, you have an automation expert help you set those up and connect them to your CRM, to ServiceTitan or House Call Pro, or whatever it is. And then you can customize and do whatever you want at that point. So you can say, actually, you know what? I don't like that text message. I want to change it to this, or my market will respond better to this. And you can really customize to how you want. So you're never starting from scratch unless you wanted to. If you came to us and said, hey, I don't want any of your pre-built stuff, I want to build my own, totally fine too. But we will help you implement these things because, you know, we see it. We're the automation experts, and we don't expect you to necessarily be an automation expert. You just want to push the button and make it work, right?
Story of our life. Can you just press a marketing button and it just like launch all things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, right. Yep. Yeah, so we work directly with you on that.
Cool. I mean, that's a good, I think people like the guidance and the navigation that comes along with it, you know,
the ideas of, I never even thought about sending gift baskets on automation, you know, like you providing those ideas, I'm sure is super valuable to people.
Asking for referrals and things like that. Those a lot of times are icing on the cake. Like we can't even get the close a deal, much less have referral emails going out. So that's a pretty interesting situation. Okay. So what do you think now? Let's talk about people that have tried to launch Chirp or let's just use a term rehash here, a rehash program. Where do you think contractors go wrong? So like for all the people that are thinking, I've done this, I tried this company and this company, I tried doing it in-house, I tried doing it through my CRM, it just doesn't work. Where do you see the biggest disconnect coming from?
The biggest disconnect for me would be in that, you know, they're trying to do things semi-automated. So they're trying to, they'll buy a different system and they'll try to go, okay, now I'm going to add this customer to a rehash campaign. And they have to think about it and actually add them to the rehash campaign, right? Mm-hmm. Or they have to think about it and stop the rehash campaign, which is really important too. We had one of your clients, Dustin Miller, early on. His problem was he was using an external system, so he would trigger an estimate follow-up campaign, and he had a discount attached to that campaign later on down. If they didn't convert in that first 10 days or something, he'd have a text message that went out that said, hey, you know, I know, you know, pricing can be an issue. I'd like to offer you a 10% discount. The problem he was having is if they closed already and he forgot to go in and turn that rehash campaign off, they would get that 10% discount, and he had already closed the deal. So now they're going, hey, I want this 10%. And he's like, ah, shoot. And he, of course, has to do it. So the key here is not doing it halfway. It's like choose to do it right. Help have an automation expert in your corner that will start and stop the campaigns. And what's cool is with this integration, you don't have to change the way you're doing business. You send the estimate in ServiceTitan. Chirp takes it from there. That estimate, it gets approved. Chirp recognizes that and stops any more follow-up from happening. So it's doing that stuff for you. You're not having to remember, oh, shoot, did I turn that off or did I start this or did I do that? Again, removing the emotion from it all.
So can you give some examples of what people are doing really well with their automation. So obviously you need to be all in with it, not being semi-automated, like you said, but how are people really maximizing automation to their benefit?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously estimate rehash is a huge one that'll boost your close rate. If you're not doing anything other than just calling a couple of times, you'll immediately see results from that. But some of the ways that people are seeing like immediate ROIs is they're sitting on these gold mines of past customers that they have not communicated with in a really long time. And so we encourage them, we say, get your customers in there and start campaigns. I go back to Dustin Miller because we've had so much success with him. He has not had an empty shoulder season since he started with Chirp 3 years ago. He fills out his entire shoulder season using some very specific campaigns in the shoulder season time. If he's looking light, he has this campaign that goes out. It's a three-step campaign. It's got a ringless voicemail and two text messages. So let's go through the timing of it. Immediately sends a ringless voicemail. 20 minutes sends a text message. 24 hours sends another text message. That's the cadence.
Okay.
The voicemail says, "Hey, it's Dustin Miller. Thank you so much for being a customer of Comfort Now. Just wanted to let you know it's that time of year again for service on your furnace or whatever it is. I have 50 slots available right now for a $49 tune-up. If you'd like one of those slots, just text me back on this number or call me back on this number." That's it. Then what he'll do is he'll take past customers that he hasn't communicated with in over a year, and he'll start with 100 of them, and he'll send out that voicemail to 100 people. If they respond to that voicemail, it'll stop the campaign, but if they don't, 20 minutes later, a text message will go out that says, "Hey, Dustin from Comfort Now, my boss, just left you a voicemail. We currently have 50 slots for a $49 tune-up. If you'd like one of those slots, just text me back. Let me know. We'll get you on the schedule." Then, if they don't respond to that, a day later, a text message goes out that says, "Just following up one last time. Have a few more slots left. Just want to make sure if you wanted it, you could have it." That's it. He has not missed. He has not had an empty slot the entire time he's been using for the last 3 years. So that alone, that's one of many campaigns, but that's one that people can, because I'll get guys all the time. They'll come on. They'll be like, "Yeah, I have like 10,000 people in my database, but I don't do anything." And it's like, you could just be done marketing. Just do this.
No, we see that all the time. Yeah.
So we have people that do bits and pieces. So like, we facilitate a lot of this. Like, hey, like we as in Lemon Seed, we can lay out this similar funnel. We don't quite have that automation. Like, we're just helping people put through, you know, two or three pieces together. But what true rehash programs can do is, the key word here that I tell everyone is the automation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Automation is the key. It's what you're paying for, essentially. Anybody can go out and get a texting platform. Anyone can go out and get an email platform. Anyone can have any CRM. But it's when you can make all three of those, and no pun intended, sing together, sing the same tune, and at the right people come in at the right time. It's just like a choir. Everybody starts playing their part, singing when they need to sing, and it really will work. One of the questions that I wrote down as you were talking was, how many customers do you think I need to have in my database before I can really use a rehash program? Do you think I can just start, like, if I'm relatively early in business, or should I have at least 2 or 3 years worth of database under my belt?
No, you should be starting this from day one, because the stuff we're talking about with those following up to these shoulder season ones, that's stuff for if we've failed at automation and need to reach back out. But if you start with automation at the beginning, these people will already be in these campaigns, so that in a year from now, they're automatically getting those follow-ups. It's not, I don't have to think about it, right? So if, let's say I'm a brand new company and I go and service a house today, they'll immediately be dropped into a 12-month campaign that will follow up throughout the year, keep them warm. It'll send them like filter change reminders, emails for spring and fall tips and tricks on how to maintain their system. And then at month 12, I'm going to reach back out and say, "Hey, it's been 12 months since we serviced your furnace. It's time to get back on the schedule. Does AM or PM work better for you?" And Now I don't have to do those outreach campaigns because they're already in the automation from day one. Does that make sense?
Well, no, yeah. For sure. And it, I think it just builds so much value to the customer. Like, man, these guys are really on top of it. Like, oh, they realize it has been a year. I had no idea it's already been 12 months. You know, like, you know, and so it just, I think, adds to like the company's professionalism. And
Emily cannot talk today.
I cannot, you know, I'm stuck on the voiceless ring right now that I said, you know, that's a real good tactic to use.
It's a good point. Yeah. It's a good point right now to say, like, we spend a lot of time, and I know I've said this part before, but we spend a lot of time getting the customer, getting them, and we really need to invest. This is an investment in recouping what was going to sit and die, you know, on the vine. So this is, you know, this is literally just an automated way to continue the customer experience with your company.
Sure. And make them become loyal, raving fans, not just a customer that used you once. They may or may not use you again. You know, like you hooked them in.
To speak to that, for sure. So for a long time, the message in the marketplace has been, here's how you get leads. Here's how you get leads. Here's how you get leads. Mm-hmm. And that's great. We all need leads for the business. But we need maximum conversion on those leads if we want to maximize and be able to be scalable. So the key here is scalability. Mm-hmm. If I'm getting tons and tons of leads, that's great. But if I don't have the systems in place to get maximum conversion, my lead source is not going to support a system that doesn't convert at the maximum range, because a competitor who does have better systems can spend more on marketing and get a customer for less because he's got a higher conversion rate. So I could go out and spend X dollars to get 100 leads. And let's say I can only convert 10 because I don't have great systems. That means I can only spend X dollars on those 100 leads.
Yeah.
If this other guy over here can get 20 deals out of it, he can spend more and he's going to beat me. So to be scalable and to maximize, you need to have the system on the back end to convert those leads into deals. And then to convert them into customers that will continue to buy over and over again, which is the biggest. People wake up and start over every single day in their business because they're just trying to get new sales when they could be building an asset of customers in a database that will only buy from them because you've done such a good job of maintaining that relationship.
Mm-hmm. So do you have some advice to people, like, other than automation, like any other marketing things or, you know, a little bit beyond just what we've been talking about here with all of the automation? Because it's fabulous, but
yeah. And just because you see so many contractors,
sure,
right?
Like, yeah.
It's kind of like lemon seed. Like, sometimes we'll look back and be like, this company is doing a really cool thing. And so you may see that too. So aside, like Emily said, aside from rehash, like, what are some things or even some tactics that people have launched?
Because there's a lot of commonalities in them of what they're doing bad and what they're doing well, you know?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about kind of front end. We will talk a little bit about lead conversion, and let's talk about some other conversion opportunities within the customer journey. The if you catch yourself in your business saying, "Hey, I'm doing it this way because it's the way it's always been done," you're in danger of dying.
Yes,
danger
of dying. That was the second part he said.
Yeah, your business will die. People can step in with really cool branding and really cool marketing and dominate an area just because they have a better brand. And it used to be that wasn't a thing. You need to have the mindset of what's cutting edge, what's new, what's next, if you want to maintain your momentum, because everything's changing drastically. Like, just the other day, you saw them release the AI, artificial intelligence. If you guys saw this, Elon Musk's artificial intelligence, it can write content. It will blow your mind the kind of content that it can write for you.
I did see that.
So now that's going even further. You can have it go. You could go in and say, write me a rap about why HVAC is why you should replace your system every year, or not every year, but however often with HVAC, and it'll write a well-written rap song about it. Like, it is an intense system.
Yeah.
The point I'm not making the point of using that. The point I'm making is that things are getting more and more advanced, and if you're not riding the wave, you just get left behind. So what's the point? Always be looking for ways that people are doing things. Right now, I like the idea of YouTube ads. YouTube ads are very underutilized, and they are an opportunity to get right in front of your targeted audience with a cool video. And you don't have to create like some overly produced video. It can be a selfie video of you and you saying, hey guys, you know, just wanted to let you, same thing, just want to let you know we're doing 50 slots right now. You know, you can do these kind of like down home type videos and run a YouTube ad. And if you have a good conversion process on the back end, you can capture market share that way. I'm currently seeing on one of, this is not a home services businesses. I only bring it up because one of my businesses is seeing about a 5x return on ad spend on YouTube, which is really good. So on Facebook, we'll see like a 4x. YouTube, I'm seeing 5. So there's good opportunity there. And there's just traffic for days on YouTube. So that's one. The second thing is within the customer journey, we talk about framing sales conversations. A lot of people are talking about memberships, selling memberships to their HVAC program. And one of the problems that companies have with selling memberships is the awkwardness of having a technician bring it up to the customer. Not saying it is totally awkward, but there is a level of awkwardness of bringing up a sales conversation.
Yeah.
So if you ever read the book, Pitch Anything, really good book for sales, but talks about framing, and what you want to do is put yourself in a position of authority to have the conversation, right? Mm-hmm. And the best way to do that is to get the person to ask the question about this. And that frames it so that now you're answering a question. So what we do is at Technician Dispatched, in the customer journey, that's one of the, you know, obviously one of the steps within ServiceTitan Housecall Pro, Customer Dispatched. We're going to choose if this is a non-member, if this is somebody that has not purchased a membership from us, I want to send a text message that says, you know, hi, Jennifer, your technician Jake is on his way. By the way, if you'd like to save a little bit of money on this visit, be sure to ask him about our membership program. That's it. One sentence that can change and completely flip the conversation, excuse me, with the customer, because now they're asking the technician about the membership program. The technician doesn't have to remember to bring it up, and it's not this random, oh, by the way, you know, and you're right there, put them on the spot. They've had a few minutes to think about it because you send it when the technician is dispatched. Customer gets, or technician gets there. Customer comes out, says, hey, I got this text message that said I could save a little bit of money on this call. Oh, yeah, let me tell you about our membership program. And then it's a very smooth transition into pitching and closing the membership program.
Yeah, that just helped tee them up so they could seal the deal, you know?
Yeah,
those are great. And, you know, we always say when people say, what's new, what's up there, we're always encouraging video content. Mm-hmm. Video content on your social, video. Like, I just want to tattoo it across my forehead, like video. And people are like, oh, my social media is not performing. I'm like, because you won't send us a video.
Or like, I can't get my guys to film a video. You know, like, not even making that effort to try, you know, and just want to be doing it the same old way that they've always done.
Somebody's
going
to step in and just dominate because they're going to be totally happy to do a video. They'll do a quick video and they'll just do a selfie video. It'll take them 5 minutes and they'll say, hey, thank you so much for booking with us. We're so excited to be, you know, to be servicing your home. We're going to be coming out. Here's a couple of things you can expect on our visit. That alone, if you sent that video in a text message, introduce yourself as the owner and just said, hey, we're excited to work with you. That alone will, like, if you just used it for that, that's enough, right? Because now you're creating a personal relationship. And I say that you're automating the relationship building process. So,
well, and like, even how you said a little bit earlier, in the YouTube videos, like just film a selfie video for like, hey, I've got these 50 spots I need to fill. Mm-hmm. Because it looks authentic and like you kind of just did it on the fly, it really does seem like he only really has 50 spots and like they're going to come and go. It wasn't overly produced or designed. Like, so it almost gives more call to action immediacy to it because you didn't have it overly produced.
It's very genuine, you know?
Yeah. So think of everybody's on social media, right? Or that in some form or another, whether it's Facebook, it's YouTube, it's TikTok, they're spending their time on social media. And so the content we should be producing for them should match the energy of the platform they're on. It shouldn't be, oh, I'm watching this TikTok video. And then all of a sudden this overly produced like music comes in. We here at HVAC such and such, we love to take care of our customers. Da 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 da. You know, and it's like this long, like drawn out, like, and they're like, no, I'm watching my TikTok videos. You know, They want something that's to the same energy, right?
Exactly. So, yes.
Well, listen, that's been really great advice. And I'm already like thinking through all these different clients that this would be a good.
We both got tons of notes here. Like, oh my gosh, we got to get this implemented.
Don't judge me.
Yes.
So one of the biggest crops of low hanging fruit are the clients that already trusted you through some form of acquisition. You already spent money to get them. And I've said this over and over again. They wanted you in their home at some point already. Mm-hmm. You already have a huge leg up against the competition. Why not really activate that customer journey where it is a true and intentional strategy here? Lemon Seed, we preach strategy all the time. Strategy, same thing at Chirp. I think you're talking like, let's just build a plan and a strategy that we can follow through. So you just need to claim it and then reclaim it over and over and over again. 12 to 18 touch points probably made some people have slight cardiac arrest.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But remember, you're not even touching this.
Yeah, this is right. This is so cool because you'll see a lead that is 3 weeks old that is completely like a completely lost opportunity normally pop back up from a text message and say, "Oh yeah, I've been busy." We had a guy post recently. He's like, "Oh, sorry, my dog got sick and I had to, you know, just whatever excuses." But
yes,
you want. And says, I'm ready to go. That deal would have been lost.
Yeah. Well, and my goal here is like, follow the lead until you win that dadgum customer.
Oh, sure.
Follow. Like, and it's just also like, it's such good shoulder season strategy.
Yes.
When there is no demand, we have to create our own demand.
Yep.
And we can preach it until I'm freaking blue in the face and everybody will be spending all their money on PPC. But it's fine. Everything's fine.
I'll tell you who you're up against. I had a guy recently say, he's, you know, I don't necessarily recommend being this aggressive, but this is what you're up against. He said, we either reach him or get a restraining order. That's our company policy.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't want to be annoying, but then I'm like, well, do I?
Yeah.
Kinda.
I think you got to be a little annoying. I mean, maybe not restraining order annoying.
Well, especially the world right now, though, the world is busy.
No.
Our kids are busy. Our work is busy. Our personal lives are busy. Like, there's so many things to be involved with that are taking up our mental and honestly emotional time that the thought of spending money to fix my AC or my plumbing is kind of, I dread it. I'm not looking forward to it. It's a holiday time or what, my kids are getting ready to get out of school, whatever you've got going on. So that constant little reminder, like, we're here for you. We can help you. Here's a little discount. Like, I think it's really just a way to stay present.
No, and honestly, I was thinking, like, I know I need to do some of these things. Like, I need to schedule that. And that reminder when I'm sitting in the carpool line picking up my kids, like, oh, I am sitting here. Let me do that right now. You know, like,
yeah.
I can actually do
good?
That.
Is this still good?
You know, you had sent me one a few days ago when I was in the middle of something. I couldn't do it then. But, like, oh, thank you for that reminder. Yes, I'm going to do it right now. It just helps seal the deal.
You think you're being annoying because it's your business and you're so close to it?
Mm-hmm.
These people don't think about it twice. They see that text and it's gone in 10 seconds. So if we don't follow up again, it's gone, you know? And so you have to maintain that. And you, like you said, you think you're being annoying. You're really not. You're helping people. And if you really believe in your product or service, you should be helping people by getting them on the calendar.
Amen.
And I do say that to people. Chirp lets you be the annoying person without you actually having to be the annoying person. So.
Amen.
Helps you sleep better at night.
Yeah. Well, Ron, if someone wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way for one of our listeners to reach out to you?
Well, they can go to chirp.com, chirp.com. We also, obviously, with you guys have a special deal. If they want to get signed up with Chirp, they can go through the Lemon Seed link that we'll provide. Or they can email. And I recommend emailing Justin@chirp.com, Justin at chirp.com. He's in charge of partnerships and the relationship with Lemon Seed. And so if you reach out to him, he can help you get the discount that we have for all Lemon Seed listeners and members.
Thank you. Awesome.
Well, Ryan, it was an awesome conversation. I'm all excited about all the things, and I'm sure lots of lemon heads, lots of listeners are like, man, there's this whole gold mine out there that I can tap into. Well,
and we are recording this in December. And so it should play, it should go live before our Lemon Seed Conference. But if not, even if it's a little after, Chirp is going to be at our Lemon Seed Conference that's for Lemon Seed customers in January. And so we're excited to host you here in East Texas.
Yes.
So it's going to be a great time. And so if we can help anybody get in contact with Chirp, just let us know. And also, you know, Lemon Seed, we strategize for contractors all day to figure out how to organize their brand and call to action and internal customer bases. And so this is a good partnership and we look forward to it.
Yeah. Keep in mind, if you guys do decide to get on board with us, you're partnering with us and Lemon Seed, all of us together combined, create a really dangerous marketing team.
Ooh,
and so we're not just handing you Chirp or, you know, the strategy and saying good luck. You're partnering with us and we're going to help you succeed in these processes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's been great.
Yes. So thank you for listening to another episode of From the Yellow Chair. If you enjoyed this episode, would you write us a review? Give us some love. Give us a follow. So as always, thanks for sipping some lemonade and
we'll see you next time.
Bye.